Vampire dog. That's all I'm going to say. Let's go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Weird World Podcast. I'm Carrie.
I'm Dean.
And
cryptid corner time, baby.
Shocker.
Including a cryptid of what can be. Yeah. You know what? It is a cryptid. I think it qualifies as a cryptid.
A vampire dog?
It is a vampire dog. Is that the best name ever? It's the vampire dog of Cumberland. It's called other things. It's often called the Gert dog of Innerdale. I've changed almost every word of that because the vampire dog of Cumberland is much, much, much better.
Is this in England?
Yes, it is. Innerdale is a valley in the Cumberland region of England. It's like, think of Northwest England. So below Scotland, but still in England, but the northwest of England. Got it?
Sure.
If you look at the whole island, it's more kind of central west because the top part is Scotland. It's my little quick geography for you in very layman's term. It's the westernmost valley of the lake region, what the poets used to go to and find inspiration in all the green and lovely outdoorsy and mountains and things like that. It's actually pretty wild. It's pretty rugged for England, especially. It's pretty mountainous and it's very kind of relatively unspoiled. Even today, it's actually, it's a lot of it's like nature preserves and it's pretty lonely and low population. Mm-hmm. So we're going back to the early 1800s, 1810 to be exact, when it was really just a bunch of, there were some farms, there were some small villages, and there were quite a few shepherds or sheep herders, also known as shepherds, that there's a lot of sheep. A lot of sheep were being raised there for, I suppose, wool and meat and, or mule, as I started to say there. I think mule should be a word. It's woolly meat, maybe. So think about, it's a pretty lonely area. And again, it's you think of England, you think fairly flat and things like that. It's actually a pretty wild country. In 1810, something started murdering the sheep of the Innerdale Valley area.
Murdering?
It kind of is because
slaughtering.
It's slaughtering them, but I think to me sheep are human, so I think they're murdered.
Really?
I'm sorry for being an animal lover, and I believe
you can love them, but they're not human.
Okay, so they're being killed. They're being slaughtered. Slaughtered in the up to 8 per night at one point. Over the course of this about 6 months, 300 to 400 sheep were killed.
Wow.
By some creature. Hence, the name is going to come from the fact that some of them seem to be just drained of blood.
That seems to be a common theme when animals are killed.
Yeah, especially when they're killed for out food. Some of them were not much of them consumed, or sometimes just like one or two organs were consumed and the rest was left. Yeah. And this, whatever was killing them, was killing multiple of them in a night.
Yeah. Wait.
Yes.
So they weren't being killed to be eaten.
Yes, they were also being eaten too.
Oh, okay.
So all of the above.
Okay.
Being killed to eat, killed for
fun,
blood, killed for sport, apparently, by this creature. Okay. What does it remind you of, by the way? This reminded me, I thought of an old one that we did, and I'm going to look up what episode that was while you're pondering that question.
The Beast of Gévaudan.
The Beast of Gévaudan. I thought it right away. This is kind of almost like a little bit of an English Beast of Gévaudan. And actually, it has some more analogs here we'll talk about in just a minute. And that was indeed episode 13.
Wow.
I know. It was a long time ago. It was way, way back in May of 2017.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Beast of Gévaudan, to give you a little quick thing, that was in France. It was what they thought was a wolf was killing sheep and then killing people, killing shepherds and actually killing people. Even they rip it. Went into homes and killed some people in their homes. And all these hunters came out and different packs of dogs and hunters scoured the valley in central France, I think, somewhere near Gévaudan, I'm going to say, and finally killed it. And it was curious. People thought, well, what was that creature? And we even thought about things like, was it a lion? Was it a hyena? Was it escaped from a zoo or something like that?
Right.
Well, this has some of those analogs because the people who saw it, they thought of a dog, but it didn't quite look like a dog. So locally, they started calling it the Gert dog of Innerdale. And Gert, I guess, is like an English word for great. So the big dog of Annerdale, kind of, is what they meant. Mm-hmm. One of the first persons to actually see it was a guy named Thornholm. I'm sorry. He's a guy named Mr. Mossop, and he lived in Thornholm, and he saw it on 10 May 1810. And he saw this creature, and it looked weird. It looked big. And then it started killing sheep. And so it's sort of spring 1810. Something's killing the sheep of the Annerdale Valley. It looked big enough and weird enough that the people weren't, it's like, that may have been a dog, but it's a weird dog. Is that a dog? We're not completely sure. And so quickly, some of the farmers would you know, kind of gather into groups, and they started dropping their hoes and, I want to say, reapers. What are farmers? Are those farming implements? I'm not a big farmer. Reapers? I don't know. Maybe? Yeah. Probably. And they picked up their, shotguns yeah. And they went out looking for, with their dogs, went out looking for this creature to kill it. And they just couldn't find it. It was very, very clever. Again, every night, more sheep are killed. At one point, according to multiple sources, as many as 8 sheep per night were being mutilated, exsanguinated, sometimes eaten, or partially eaten, and sometimes left completely uneaten, just killed. People were thinking, okay, is it some, like, quote unquote, it's a slur, but they thought it was a gypsy dog, and maybe some local band of Romanies may have let it go. Remember in England, when they used that word, not just for ethnically what yeah. we think of Romany now, this kind of wondering they folks.
Figure out some way to guard their sheep at night to
I don't know. But then, so when people finally saw it, it became even more confusing. They described it as, quote, a large brindled tiger-striped dog. It appeared to have stripes on it. Interesting. Another quote, a smooth-haired dog of tawny mouse color with dark streaks in tiger fashion over its hide, end quote. So
don't hyenas have that kind of?
Some hyenas do. What else does, though? We'll get the theories. The thylacine too, yes. Some people have even said a guy named Will Watherby, or Rotherby, he was a witness. He described it as being somewhat, wait for it, lion-like. And remember my theory?
Yeah.
The Beast of Jeopardy at the end of the day was probably a really big wolf, but I love the idea that it was a lion.
Yeah.
It was a female lion that, or a fairly maneless male lion, because it was young, that had been, that was loosed into central France. But it was sort of sandy brown, had these distinct sort of blackish stripes. Another witness said it looked almost like a hybrid between a dog and a cat. It had dog-like features and cat-like features, but it was much, it said larger than either. A dog, I can see, they say larger than a dog is a big animal, but larger than a cat could be not that big. So yeah. When they say cat, I don't know, when they say larger than a cat, it's like, well, no shit. They must mean a big cat. Yeah, but England doesn't have any big cats, or does it? Future episode. It was also said to drink blood directly from the jugular vein. So it would actually rip on the jugular vein and consume blood. I don't know if
I
doubt anybody saw this, but they found, it's a sheep with its throat slit and no blood. It could have bled out, but presumably they'd be smart enough that if they saw a bunch of dry blood on the ground, they'd know. So people very, very worried.
Yeah.
They were so worried. One of his nicknames was, quote, the worrying dog of Annerdale. And the worst. My vampire dog of Cumberland is a billion times. You know what? 7 trillion times.
The dog
better.
That makes us nervous.
Yeah.
Annerdale.
Really? Because it's slaughtering your sheep. You think they would have. I think they were. There was a lot of fear that, hey, it's going to kill a shepherd kid or something like that too. Yeah. Not just a sheep. So someone, a local businessman, or maybe they gathered together by subscription, they were able to put together a 10-pound reward, which was a pretty good chunk of money. Do you think it's $7 trillion in today's money? I do want you to look it up and tell me it's not $7
trillion. I don't think it's $7 trillion.
Damn it. But okay. So
what year was it?
1810, 10 pounds, current U.S. dollar bills. So they started, I'll go ahead and continue with the story if you don't mind.
Go for it.
They kept their kids indoors. They called in the shepherd kids and they started setting traps for it. And it had this amazing ability to avoid any traps they set for it. They even killed some sheep themselves, their own sheep, and they poisoned the sheep. Yes, sheep is a plural. And they put the poisoned sheep carcasses out there for the creature to eat. Guess what the creature did?
Ignored it.
Absolutely. Said, I know what you're doing here. I know a poisoned sheep when I see a poisoned sheep.
10 pounds.
10 pounds.
In 1810.
Go on.
Would be worth $1,200 today, hopefully.
Oh, that's not as amazing as I thought. No. It was literally described as a, quote, princely sum by one source. Oh. Okay. It's going back that far is very difficult.
Yeah.
My guess is actually a lot more than that. Yeah. I mean, people lived well into the 1880s and 90s. You could live on 40, 50 pounds a year. So 10 pounds is way more than $1,200. Whatever source, don't ever use that source again. That's way off. You said 1,200.
Uh-huh. 1,226 to be exact.
Not even close. Okay. I'll guarantee you it's 10 times that. I'm angry. Don't say the site that you got. What site was it?
I mean, I just Googled it took the answer that it gave me.
The internet is full of lies. That's just one more real-time example there, people. They try to poison it. They're setting these traps. It's not going for the traps. It's not going for the poisoned. They try to lure it by using, quote, not my word, bitches in heat. So they got some dogs out there, brought them out to the forest, you know, and I don't know, tied it to a tree and said, hey, come on, come and get it, big guy. And having none of that either. So it's a very, you know, they thought this is abnormally smart animal. Yeah. So again, if this is a dog, wow. And the other reason that people were curious or thought maybe it's something that's not just a dog is because the hunting dogs that they took out, when they did catch scent of it, they would shy away. They would whine and not go after it. Oh. And, you know, a pack of dogs is going to go after any one dog without any question. These are trained hunting dogs they had, and even in groups, they wouldn't go after this creature. So the reward brought out like professional huntsmen to go out after it again. Which is way more than $1,200. $1,200 bucks. I'll travel. So these professional huntsmen are starting to come out. More and more people going out with bigger and bigger packs, and bigger people are going out looking for it. One group had 100 men on horseback with, quote, hundreds of dogs trying to catch this thing, and they were unable to find it, this beast, this creature. And so sometimes it varied its habits. Mostly it killed at night at first, but then sometimes it started killing at the daytime. One time it even tore into the hindquarters of a ram, a big male sheep, just ripped out some flesh and left it. Oh. Like, now I'm just messing with you guys. It's kind of crippled it and left it. Left it alive, though. Didn't try to eat it. Just, yikes. I don't know. So it's a weird beast. One time a single dog did go after it, and it turned on that dog, allowed it to catch up, and then attacked the dog and crushed its forelegs and its jaw. So it's a very powerful animal. A guy named Willie Jackson, these are great names, by the way, 1810 England had fabulous, just like classic standard white people names.
Doesn't sound like an old-timey English
name. Oh, I think it does. Willie with a Y, does that help at all? Willie Jackson. He lived in a place called Swinside, because they also have fantastic village names.
Sounds like an old-timey American baseball player.
Could be. Yeah, it does, actually. Before baseball's invented. Otherwise, I believe he would have been a professional baseball player. At a time where they had mitts that were just a little bit bigger than their hands. And they may have just like thick leather, and you just sort of batted the ball down. So he saw the Gert dog, vampire dog of Cumberland, obviously, about 30 yards, 27 meters away, while he was, quote, urinating on a thistle. Oh. So he had his rifle with him. He turned around, I don't know, maybe Dick's still out, maybe not, and shot at the beast, but he missed. But when I read that, I just noticed these local stories, if this was happening in a big, large population base, do you think we'd know about Willie Jackson, who was peeing in a thistle and shot at a dog and missed? I don't think we'd know his name. I don't know. I just feel like these local things, when they're told locally, and the individual actions and individual actors get amplified. And this poor guy, for the rest of his life, he's known as the guy who saw the beast of Innerdale while he was peeing and missed when he shot at it. So I feel bad for Willie. No?
I wouldn't feel that bad about it.
All right. But just like the little pedestrian things that happened during this event, you just those would be lost if this was something happened, you know, in a more populated area or a different time, at least. Toward the end of this period, a large hunting party cornered it, and they're kind of trying to surround it. And so it realized it had to get out of this encirclement. And so it went straight for one of the hunters. His name was the aforementioned Will Rothery. That's a bad name because it's really hard to pronounce. And he had a clear shot, and he's aiming at it as it's racing toward him. But he was so struck and scared by how big it was that he didn't take the shot for some reason. Okay. And he yelled, quote, "Skurs, what a dog," end quote.
Okay, so he should be embarrassed.
Yeah, he should be. As he yelled this, he moved out of its way to let it race by him. It's called bitching out. And that's what Will did. He owned it. He knew what he did. He was said to be haunted to the end of his days by having this dog, this creature, rush by him and almost kill him. And another time, a huge hunting party passed by a church on a Sunday morning with a minister doing the services. And it's like, what? Are they going after the dog? And the entire church, allegedly also including the priest, joined the hunting party and went hunting and left church, which I frankly applaud. Finally, though, one guy, his name is Anthony Atkinson. See, we know all these names. He was able to do a shotgun pellet, and it hit him, and it did injure him. So now they've got this creature injured, and apparently now it was slowing down because it was getting cornered in, I don't know, a certain part of the valley, and it seemed to be less mobile.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do all these people who presumably got much closer up looks, do they have a description?
Those are descriptions. No, those are from those folks. Sandy colored, these brindled pattern, these black stripes on it, very big.
But like the one guy, it went right by him. And
I know.
He couldn't say for certain that it
was a dog. He was the one. I think they all kind of thought it was a dog, but like he was the one who said it was lion-like.
So it was still something they didn't really know what it was.
Not completely.
That's weird.
It was so big and so ferocious, it didn't seem like a normal dog to them, apparently.
But I guess this was still a time, right, when people in England may not have ever even seen certain animals.
They knew what a lion looked like, and they knew what things like that looked like. Because they would have seen pictures. The circuses were very popular already by this point, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to say yes.
And they had lions and zebras and...
Yeah, or they, at the very least, they knew of them and knew what they looked like. They weren't so they weren't that foreign. They had you knew what a lion looked like. He wouldn't describe it as a lion like if he didn't know what a lion looked like. Okay. So they finally were able to chase it down to the river Ehen, E-H-E-N. I probably should have looked that up. I didn't. I looked up Gert, and it's pronounced Gert. I thought it was going to be pronounced something differently, but it's not. But I didn't look up the river Ehen, and I'm saying it with a lot of trepidation. But
E-H-E-N? It's probably like Ian or something.
River Ian. And they chased it into the river, and it plunged into the water. A guy named John Steele got as close as he could, presumably on the riverbank. And he took some more shots at it, and they killed it. And so the creature was killed, and they dragged the carcass out of the water, and they weighed it, and it weighed 8 imperial stone. Pretty big, huh?
I have no idea.
No one does because, hey, England, stop using that stupid measurement. It's 51 kilograms, which is about 112 pounds. That's a very large dog. I saw one thing said like something that, oh, that's like a Rottweiler. I'm pretty sure that's much bigger than a Rottweiler. That's an extremely large dog.
I think Rottweilers are
112 pounds?
Pretty.
I don't know. They sent it to the Keswick.
Their heads alone probably weigh 20 pounds.
Their heads do not weigh 20 pounds. They do have big heads, though, yes. It was sent to a place called the Keswick Museum and Art Gallery, and they stuffed it. And I saw various sources. Some source said it kind of got rotten and by the late 1800s, and they got rid of it. Some source said up into the 1950s before they finally got rid of it, but that's probably not true.
Male Rottweilers can get up to 135 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so is Rottweiler-like level of weight. I didn't know they got that big.
Yeah.
And then, so here's my favorite. One of the sources, it said, I'm going to quote that source. Possible explanations, right? It is now commonly believed that the Gert dog of Innerdale was in fact a thylacine, end quote. That is one of the dumbest sentences ever written, even on the internet, because it's not commonly believed. No one with a brain believes that it was a thylacine. First of all, how big do thylacines get?
Not big.
Half that. Yeah. Maybe the biggest thylacines are maybe 30 kilograms.
Yeah.
So a little more than half of the size of this dog. Thylacines also were famous for, they actually have fairly weak jaws. They were not really super scary animals. They killed wallabies and things like that. They'd even kill large kangaroos. They didn't have the capability. Their jaws, as you would call it, can go very, very, very wide, but they weren't particularly strong jaws. They're not that big. They're kind of a mid-sized dog level thing. So this to say this thing was, you know, terrorizing the countryside and killing all of these sheep and was described as lion-like and say, oh no, for sure, we know it's a thylacine. You're just you've got to stop writing things down on paper or websites because you shouldn't be expressing opinions because they're so ridiculous. All because of the stripes. Because one thing called them a tiger wolf, like a description. Right. But that was a type of brindled dog. There are brindled dog patterns that have black stripes. But another one, before we get to that, we'll get to that in just 1 second. I'll even show you a picture. We'll put this picture of a brindled pattern dog. Some people thought or think now that it could have been a striped hyena. Right. They are a little bit bigger, more powerful than Thylacines. They could kill a sheep, like, you know, escape whatever, private menagerie, something like that.
Yeah.
A striped hyena. Again, they're not that big. They're not as big as spotted hyenas, not even nearly as big as spotted hyenas. Yeah. Striped hyenas are not, I should have looked that up. Striped hyenas, I don't think, get to 51 kilograms.
And they would have heard it laughing.
That's a spotted hyena. I don't believe striped hyenas laugh, as you said there, Carrie, as you're...
Do you really?
Light. I don't know.
They all laugh.
Maybe. No, I don't think so, Carrie. Have you heard of a brown hyena? Hold on. Striped hyena. I'm stalling for time. Blah, 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 blah. Striped hyenas get up to, fuck you, Wikipedia. You don't have the weight up in the upper right. You're making me angry now. Oh, okay. Striped hyenas can get up to 50 plus kilograms. So very large, probably female striped hyena would get about that size. But why do you need to go with striped hyenas when from the get-go it's called a dog? It's just a weird dog. So some people now think that it was some kind of a huge dog, like a mastiff, but crossbred and probably even a mutt. With something with a brindled pattern, such as people say greyhound, but not a greyhound, but like a dogs of similar, of that's a little bit similar, but bulkier build do have these brindled patterns, and maybe it's crossed with a mastiff. So it became this big and a thicker and more muscly, ferocious animal. And the brindle pattern, which is kind of stripe like, and they can get black from behind, it would look like kind of like stripes. Not unlike thylacine striped or tiger stripes. And so you might call it a tiger dog or something like that. Yeah. But it's not literally a tiger. And it's not obviously not a thylacine. And it's almost certainly not a striped hyena. You don't need that when you have a big ferocious dog.
Yeah.
But what got into it? That's not by itself alone. This dog is slaughtering sheep. It's just drinking their blood. And it's so ferocious that other dogs were afraid of it. Packs of hunting dogs were afraid of it.
Yeah, that part is a bit weird.
That's odd. And it did look enough different to be described as like, for a lot of those people who saw it, to not think that's for sure a dog.
Yeah.
So, but apparently it was a dog. Just a very strange, ferocious dog.
Yeah.
And that's why we call it, Carrie, the vampire dog of Cumberland.
Yeah.
And that's the story of the vampire dog of Cumberland. Hmm. You know how long I've known about that story?
2 days.
About 4 hours. I just found out when I was looking up something else, and I just found out about it. As you know, I am continually amazed that I don't know things about cryptids.
Yeah.
But there are things I don't. I probably shouldn't be, because I've mentioned that many times now, that I didn't know about this case. I've never heard about this case until just today.
They knew about rabies back then, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I bet it's not rabid. First of all, do you live 6 months being rabid?
I don't know.
I don't think you, that seems like a long time.
No, is that how long it went?
Yeah, it lasted about 6 months. It was like spring to fall or something like that. I wouldn't think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You would be crazier. This creature seemed extremely clever.
Yeah.
You know, avoiding poisoned meat. Who knows how much embellishment has happened over the years? Yeah. For sure some.
I'm sure.
But still, you do have quotes. You do have eyewitnesses. You do have, maybe didn't kill 300, 400 sheep. Maybe didn't kill 8 at night, but it was killing a lot of sheep.
Yeah.
And dogs are known for getting into a frenzy and overkill, where they will kill multiple, if they're, you know, like enclosed sheep or because sheep are pretty, what's the word? Sheep-like.
Yeah.
And so the dogs have been known to kill more than they can consume.
Yeah.
That's not unheard of. But for this animal to do it so often is strange.
Huh.
So what do you think? Striped hyena, thylacine, dog, tiger.
I go with dog.
Or did the beast of Gévaudan swim across the channel, wait about 43 years, and then start killing sheep and somehow found its way to the northwest of England from presumably the southeast where it reached land across the channel and found its way up to Enderdale?
It could have been an offspring of the beast of Gévaudan.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a solid theory. So
just some dog.
Oh, it was an amazing dog, though, yeah, you have to admit. Sure. It was, I almost call it a vampire dog.
Yeah, almost.
Cumberland. Okay, well, thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, Dean.
All right, see ya.